The next application is 11,844. Michael Evans seeks variances from the side yard setbacks, sections 115-42B, 115-183C, and 115-181B of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the northwest side of Blue Teal Road, approximately 0.27 mile northwest of Swan Drive. The 901 address is 37059 Blue Teal Drive in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 438. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.4-foot variance for the side and a 4.5-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Certainly. Michael Evans, 8705 Silver Knoll Drive, Perry Hall, Maryland, 21128.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for having me here tonight. I have a couple items I'd like to enter into. First item. First item that I submitted is the original survey. We purchased the home, a lot in Swan Keys in 2008. And from the previous owner who had put a mobile home, installed a mobile home there in 1997. There was a previous mobile home on that site that had a screen porch on it with a concrete porch, a screen porch, concrete foundation. And he improved that with an addition on the south side of the property. In addition, at some point, he added a 5-foot deep porch on the entrance of the house. And I don't have the actual records, but I was told by him and the settling office that he had gotten variances at that time for both of those improvements, and that the he was actually a retired state police officer, so I didn't question his what he had done. So for the last 8 years, we've enjoyed it. We bought this home property and the trailer for our family. We have four kids and they have children. Had 8 fantastic years living there. It's above and beyond our expectations. Probably overpaid for it at the time in 2008, but it's certainly been worthwhile for us. We're getting at a point in our life where my wife and I, where we're looking to retire. Never even thought about it at the time when we purchased it, but we're we love the lifestyle down in Lower Sussex, and have really settled in to the community there. It's like going back to the 60s. Everybody says hi and everything like that. So we're looking to improve the property to, as most people, a lot of people have done in the area, putting a stick-built home on there. And so I'll go down the list here as I applied. So number one, uniqueness of property. The lot is more narrow than it is long, 40 feet wide by 100 feet long. The narrow lot limits the size of the home that can be built. Mobile homes typically are suited for this size, which I understand the development was originally improved that way. So this will be a stick-built home with a permanent foundation. Otherwise, cannot be developed. The proposed property improvement will sit higher than the existing mobile home and be safer from potential flooding. The structure will be insulated against heat and temperatures, utilizing less energy. As this will be a permanent home, we are planning to retire Swan Keys soon, probably within 2 years. And we'll also be bringing my mother-in-law with us. So that's another reason why we need the additional property, the additional room in the home. Yeah, the house, the property did sustain some damage during Sandy storm, but it just cleared. We were just barely high enough that we didn't get any insulation damage under the house. But so we've taken extra care to bring it up seven block level now to the improved home. Not created by the applicant. The existing mobile home has a 10-foot addition on the south side and a 5-foot porch on the north side. The physical dimensions of the proposed home will not exceed these existing dimensions. The parking will not be changed. Will not alter the essential character. Swan Keys community is undergoing major improvement process. Many nearby properties have been or are being improved similarly. There will be no uniqueness that would set the proposed home apart from any of the other new homes. In addition, I did go over the drawings and the survey with the neighbors on either side, the north and south side of me, and the across the street, and they were all excited, almost as we were, that and approved. They signed, put their phone numbers and home addresses on the paperwork. The minimum variance, yes, 24 foot width is the minimum we would require to build the proposed home. We initially considered 26 foot, and we were actually told by some builders that, oh yeah, no problem. But after talking to the neighbors and what have you, we're very comfortable with the 24 feet and feel that that's the minimum that we could build a comfortable home to retire in. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Excuse me. We'll see if we have any questions. We're going to start down, Mr. Wilson.
A two-story home?
One and a half, Cape Cod, yes.
One and a half, Cape Cod?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Becker?
How far are you from the line on the north side?
From the north side?
Mm-hmm.
That's the 4.5 feet.
Okay. So you're looking at air conditioning within that setback also?
Yes, and I also showed the neighbor over there what we were going to do, and he said he had no issue with that.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to put your air conditioning. The reason I'm asking you these questions is we want to keep every variance that we have appearing before us to the minimum, and they have to go through those five questions, okay, that you answered.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. The shed, okay, is that in the, that's in the front, correct?
For the new home?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
There's an existing shed on the property now. It's in the back, and that's...
So there's no way you could put that back into the rear end of the property?
No, that would prevent... If we were to relocate the shed back to where... You can see where the number 37 is on there. That's where the existing shed is now on the property.
But you have a porch back there now?
No.
No?
No, there's no porch. No, that's just, that's, this is one long trailer here.
Yeah,
it's
all going to be new.
Yeah.
And this so there's is nothing the, there, right?
Right, there's, yeah. This is just, nothing there's just grass there and then the canal.
So your answer to my question was what? It could be put in the back or it can't be put in the back?
No, because of the structure that we're putting there, there will be a screen porch on the back with a small deck, 5-foot deck that's coming back this way, and to configure the property, I couldn't put the shed there. And if I put it behind the house, the proposed house, then I'd be needing a variance that going that way.
Staff would also note that he needs an 8.3-foot variance for the HVAC system on the side. It was noted in the legal ad. I just forgot to mention it when I gave my overview.
Oh, okay. All righty.
So we're looking at four variances in total, Ms.
Yes.
Four.
Two are 4.4. One is a 4.5 on the other side along, and that same side is an 8.3-foot variance for the HVAC.
Also, I want to mention, currently the entrance to the house is on this side. Yes. And get over to this side, so there will be a sidewalk along this side of the house. The new home will basically be built along this line, which is right on the existing, but the variance on this side is actually for the shed and really for the there's a small entrance there with an overhang.
No other questions.
Are there currently variances for this property?
I can't answer that one. Sorry.
No other questions.
Mr. Mills?
Did you look at a narrower floor plan, like, say, for example, 20 feet?
We considered it, and it's just too tight and for the living space that we're, you know, I like, again, I have a large family and grandkids. And
okay, and you're looking at about 1,400 square feet on the first floor, is that correct?
Approximately, correct.
And then another half story?
Yes.
Okay. Because the reason I asked the question, not created by the applicant, you know, the fact that there's an existing one there and you're not exceeding its encroachment doesn't really, at least in my mind, satisfy that requirement. But no other questions.
Okay.
Yeah, looking at the survey here, did you consider pushing the home further back towards the bulkhead so that you could maybe fit some of these structures? Because it looks like when I look at the building envelope, there's a decent amount of space in the rear yard there that could be built in that's not being used.
Yeah, we've been talking with that with the builder about pushing that back, staying within the variance. But
I mean, is there, I see a stoop, I see an attached shed, I see the HVAC unit, I see the open deck. I mean, Mr. Mills brought up the point about the house, the width of the house, but it would seem to me if you could move it back, what's been the nature of those discussions about maybe trying to fit some of those things in the building envelope? Because the one thing before the board is we got a kind of a blank slate here. So if you can try to fit it in there, that's really what you should be doing.
That's a new point, man.
We tried with the actual 24-foot width of the home, moving things around, and it just didn't work properly. It also started to affect the appearance of the outside of the home, and we wanted to, you know, it was kind of...
You wanted to keep in character of the neighborhood?
Correct, okay. Yes.
Do you have any flooding? I mean, you mentioned Sandy. Do you have flooding problems at all in the rear yard?
Not really. It's actually kind of strange because our side of the canal sets a little bit higher. And actually, as part of this, and I just got the approvals or the notice back today, we're going to replace the bulkhead on the back of the house also. So, but our side of that canal sets a little bit higher. For some reason, the lots across from us, they'll flood. They actually got water in there a couple weeks ago from the last hurricane.
Are you fairly certain that HVAC is the correct size? Because that appears to be not a very large unit.
The second floor of the home is going to be unfinished, so we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Have you looked at maybe moving the HVAC system to the other side of the home, or to the rear, or to the front?
Well, then it would be in the way of the entranceway to the, because the entrance will be, you know, about halfway up on the other side of the house.
So you couldn't put the HVAC system on the south side of the house?
Right. I mean, we talked about putting it behind the shed area, and it would, you know, it's just, again, it's appearance-wise. The way the homes face, you would, when you enter, come up the drive, Blue Teal, you'd be, that's your view, is looking at the house that way, not coming back the other way. So, again, it's just a appearance.
Well, I guess the thing I was looking at was 1.7 feet seems rather close to the property line. So that's one of the things where if it could be put elsewhere to minimize a need for a variance, that's one of the things this board looks at.
I understand.
And I think in regard to that, and Mr. Sharp's comments, I mean, I think most HVAC systems are at least 2.5 to 3 foot wide and have to have as much as a foot from the building. And so if you do the math, are you certain that the 1.7 feet is sufficient? Because the way I do the math, you're going to be at least 3.5, 4 feet from the structure, which puts you a half a foot to a foot from the property line.
Well, the survey was put together with instructions from the builder, so I don't know specifics.
Didn't want you to, you know, if it's granted, didn't want you to have to come back for another variance.
I hear you. Yeah, I've heard the previous cases for, you know, half a foot or foot or something. Yeah, I'll speak with them about that.
I'm like Mr. Sharp. I think that putting that HVAC system behind the shed aesthetically is not going to affect anything from the road, and would satisfy that problem.
I've got a follow up, if I may.
Yes, please.
That attached shed, I'm still struggling to understand if there's no flooding concerns in the rear yard, what you've testified to, why it can't be placed to the rear of the open deck.
Well, it has flooded back there.
Oh, it has. Okay.
Oh, yes.
I apologize. All right. So yeah. You wanted to have it up front to alleviate some of that.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way the property is, it's sloped toward the canal. Correct.
Okay. That makes some more sense then. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, because I asked you the same question.
I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said that you couldn't put it back there and, because you didn't want it back there. Now you've given us a reason why you
yes.
can't put it back yeah. there.
Exactly. Okay. Maybe I should have said, because where even where the shed is now, like I've had my, I have to have the lawnmower sitting up on pallets and stuff. So.
Sure. Mm. No, I could understand that.
Okay.
You ever quit thinking about reducing the size down and going up higher with it?
Yeah, you can go up 42 feet.
Well, we didn't want to do that. Again, aesthetically, my wife is...
Let me ask you another question. If this gets denied, what are you going to do? You're going to narrow it up, then go up?
Buy an Anguilla Bay.
I'd be afraid to go home, but no. obviously, we would make, if we had to make some changes, I would have to go back to the builder and say, look, we got to go.
It's like Mr. Sharp and Mr. Mill said, the air conditioner, I agree with them. That's something that should got to be changed. I mean, if we stipulate that.
If the board feels that that's, if that's a hold up, we can make that change.
Okay.
And you wouldn't be willing to look and shorten it up and going up with it?
I'd have to change all our plans.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay, hearing no other questions?
New building.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I have some questions, and I believe some of my colleagues have some questions. I'd like to table this case until the next regular, case number 11,844, to the next regular meeting.
Which will be October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that with some of the answers the applicant has given us, that we need to discuss some of this.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,844 till our next regular meeting, which will be October the 3rd. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,844 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, which is on October the 3rd. Okay, now the hearing will be closed. There'll be no testimony taken. It'd be just for the board. It'll be, you'll make a decision. You're welcome to come if you'd like, or you can watch it on the internet, sir. View it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Chairman, can we take a 5 minute?
Yeah. Board's going to stand.